Now, this week also saw the relaunch of the Longitude Prize, which was originally set up by the British government 300 years ago to encourage inventors to find a way for ships to pinpoint their positions on long ocean voyages. It was relatively simple to work out a ship's latitude by looking at the position of the sun in the sky. But longitude, which is how far around the Earth's surface the ship was much harder to figure out. This prize actually led to a new method being developed, which made determining longitude much more accurate. Now, the new prize offers £10 million to individuals who can solve one of six pressing modern-day problems. Kate Lamble went to see the chair of the committee, Astronomer Royal Professor Martin Rees, who started by explaining the original Longitude Prize.
Well, in 1714, the government passed the Longitude Act, and this allowed them to offer a reward of up to £20,000, which is like several million in today's money, for someone who found a way to determine longitude accurately. And specifically, this had to be within 30 miles accuracy after a transatlantic voyage.
And who solved the problem in the end?
Well, the interesting thing was that the solution came from John Harrison, who was a real outsider. He was a Yorkshireman, started as a carpenter and joiner, and he, over 40 years, developed more and more precise chronometers. And he won with an amazingly precise instrument, pocket-size clock, which was robust enough to survive transatlantic voyages. And at the time the prize was set up, it wasn't clear that clocks were the route at all. The establishment of many astronomers thought that it would be solved by precise measurements of the moon and stars. So he was an outsider. And it was a good example of how, by having a challenge prize, you draw in outsiders and allow a variety of approaches to play against each other.
I love the fact that the first reason for him being an outsider that you mentioned was being a Yorkshireman. Never mind the joiner and carpenter, Yorkshireman comes first. So if it's a good way of bringing in outsiders, why do we want to renew the Longitude Prize today?
Well, of course, the scene is very different today. There's not just one big challenge, but many. And of course, there's a huge amount of incentives being offered by commercial bodies and other government bodies. So, in fact, the £10 million may seem a lot, but it's a thousandth of what the UK spends annually on R&D. So it's not going to change the world, but it is going to make a distinctive contribution, because a well-configured prize has a number of benefits. First, it would allow lots of people to participate, including some outsiders. Secondly, it can attract public interest in the progress towards the goal. And one has to configure the prize so that it's challenging but not impossible, and also so that the judging is objective. So it's important that the judging should be objective, like in athletics, unlike the Oscars or the Turner Prize, for instance.
So if longitude was the big problem back in the day, what are the problems that we need to tackle with prizes today?
There are very many of them, and I've been chairing a committee which has been picking out six areas which we think are socially important and where we think a prize with an incentive of £10 million could make a difference. And these areas are, first, antibiotic resistance, ways in which, for instance, someone in Africa can decide cheaply and accurately whether they've got a viral disease or a bacterial disease, looking after patients with dementia, looking after people who have handicaps in mobility using advanced robotics and other techniques, food for the world, new techniques to enable us more readily to feed 9 billion people, clean water for the world. Many people are in places where they need to purify water or desalinize water. And in the transport area, perhaps a way of moving towards zero carbon flight. So those are the six areas. And what's going to happen is they've been announced in a TV program last Thursday, a Horizon program, and that opened the voting. Anyone can vote. And the result of the vote will be announced on the One Show on the 25th of June. And then what will happen is that our group will focus on the favoured challenge by the public and try and configure a prize. And it's got to be a prize which is of the right level of difficulty, etc. So that'll be a job for us over the summer. And then the timescale for the prize would be not the 50 years which it took to solve the Longitude Prize, but something like 5 years, and we would hope there'd be intermediate steps along the way so that the public can follow progress.
The original prize was sold by an outsider. Are outsiders really going to be able to help with antibiotic resistance and robotics and more complex things that we're dealing with nowadays?
Well, when I mentioned antibiotic resistance, clearly drug development is not the kind of thing that one's going to incentivize by this prize, but clever, simple bits of equipment, which maybe in conjunction with a mobile phone allow people to diagnose what sort of disease they've got. And as regards outsiders, then anything involving software, for instance, can be done by very many people. It doesn't involve big bits of equipment. So it's very important that the challenge should be something that isn't going to be limited to the big battalions.
I better start thinking about my £10 million idea then. That was the Astronomer Royal Mountain Rees, and you can help decide which of the six topics gets chosen by visiting longitudeprize.org/your-vote. Hannah, what do you think you'd vote for out of those?
I probably should vote for either the paralysis or the dementia because my background's in neuroscience. However, controversially, I think my vote would be cast in sustainable food for the world and also clean water supplies.